107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a very talented individual joining us here in the studio. He has a new album coming out. He's got a new single out, and he's on tour. He's busy. Ron Sexsmith joins us in the studio. Stratford's own Ron Sexsmith. Ron, it's wonderful to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Ron, and we just bumped into each other the other day, and that's so Stratford that you've had some time and said, come on into the studio.
Yeah, I mean, I've been intrigued about this station for a while because I go to the iPlace next door.
Yeah.
And my wife is always saying, why don't you go in there and introduce yourself? I go, well, you know, it's not my place, but thanks for having me on. And I mean, it's a small town, so you bump into people everywhere.
That's the beauty of it. So let's talk about what you have a new album out, you got a new single, but let's talk about the tour you have been playing at a number of places recently, and just recently Mariposa Folk Festival.
Yeah, I did the main stage at Mariposa on the final night Sunday, and we're doing the Ottawa Blues Fest next week, and summer folk. It's great for me because I haven't done any festivals in the last decade, you know. And I was starting to wonder what's wrong with Ronnie Boy, you know, why. And so finally this year I've been getting all these festivals, and then this fall we're touring like crazy all over America and then, you know, Canada as well. So
what's it like playing these outdoor festivals? Maybe something a little different. It's not like the typical concert venue for you.
Well, it's different because you don't really get a sound check. You know, there's usually a number of bands on the stage, so you get thrown up there really quickly, and you just hope for the best. And you never know what the weather's going to be doing. Mariposa is also famous for their gnats that fly around.
Okay.
And I was lucky that my slot was between 6 and 7, which was before the gnats come out.
So relatively gnat-free.
Yeah, where everyone else was eating gnats on stage. But it's a mixed bag, you know. But it's fun because you get to see other musicians that are also busy that you normally wouldn't get to see because everybody's touring. So I saw some people I hadn't seen in ages, and it was great.
It looks like they had a great lineup, but there is also, as you say, with bugs, and then the heat sometimes, especially this summer, can be an issue.
Well, this was also, it was right in the middle of a heat wave, Mariposa.
Yeah.
And, it was, and I, you know, of course, I'm wearing a suit jacket. I mean, it was like nuts, you know, but they had all these air-conditioned trailers for us to hang out in during the day, so it wasn't so bad.
Very good. So again, you've got so many more shows coming up. Let's talk about the new album, which is yet to come out. It's coming out at the end of August, is that right?
Yeah, August 29th. It's called Hangover Terrace, and I'm very excited about it.
Let's talk about the title, I think, right off the top, Hangover Terrace.
Well, my band and I were fortunate enough to be playing the London Palladium last fall, and we were traveling to the London. I was making a record, and then in the middle I had a bunch of dates, so we were driving to the Palladium. We're all pretty excited. We pass some building called Hanover Terrace. I don't know what it was, and my drummer just, you know, everyone's a wise guy in my band, and he just said Hangover Terrace. And I had been looking for a title. I had a few options for a title, and when he said that, it was just sort of, you know, the light bulb came on, because I do feel, with the pandemic and everything that's happened, a lot, everyone's kind of been put through the ringer, you know, mm-hmm. that we're kind of all living this sort of hangover from that pandemic.
Sure.
And still, like, everyone's still a little bit nervous, I find, when we travel. Some people are afraid to be in crowds and this and that. So it was just sort of I just felt it captured the mood of the album.
Yeah, I love that. And you're looking very relaxed and very sort of summertime-ish on the cover, shall we say.
Yeah, well, that photo my wife took actually on the West in BC last year in front of an art exhibit that we went to, Grand Forks or something like that. And as soon as I saw that picture, I didn't even know, I hadn't even made my album yet, but I was going, that's the cover for my next album. I didn't have a title or anything. So
it's coming out August 29th. It'll be on vinyl and on streaming
vinyl
services.
And even CD, because there's people, like, we still have a CD player in our car. But
excellent. Good
all, the, all the streaming places, it'll be available.
Perfect. Excellent. So it's called Hangover Terrace. We'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com.
Thank you.
You've had some singles out already. The first one was Don't Lose Sight. Beautiful song.
Thank you. It's funny. It's an old idea that I have had kicking around since the 90s, but I never finished it until last year. But I always liked the chorus. I thought it had potential. I just didn't think I was ready to finish it until last year.
Wow.
And I really love how it turned out. It's the first song on the album. And then actually the next single is the second album on the second song on the album.
Sure, yes. Yeah. Cigarette and Cocktail. Not Cigarettes and Cocktails.
No, Cigarette.
Cigarette and Cocktail. Tell us about this brand new single.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm 61 and I grew up at a time that was, you know, pretty free range, I'd say. And it's just a very affectionate song looking back on those days when you're a kid and you're grown up, the parents are having a party, having their friends over, everyone's drinking, everyone's smoking, and you're at knee height listening to all the conversations, and it always feels very exotic and very, you know, unhealthy too, but in a kind of a good way.
A different time.
Like no seat belts. It was all that kind of stuff, right? And I kind of loved that, you know, and it was a very Tom Sawyer kind of upbringing, I think.
Right.
And so that's what the song's about. It's a very affectionate at a time that wasn't so hyper, you know, concerned. Like, you know, your parents would say, make sure you're home before when the streetlights go out. Yeah. And I do miss that. You know, I think it gave us kids an independent spirit that, maybe it's not there anymore. I don't know.
So. And let's talk about the video, which is out, which is fully animated.
Yeah.
It's an animated video.
Well, this guy, CJ Wallace, he's actually Canadian, but he lives in California. We ran into him a few years ago, and he did all four videos for my last record. And it's a very kind of nostalgic style. It's almost Hanna-Barbera.
Right.
And
it has that feel to it.
He totally got the song because it's funny. In the beginning of the song, it shows I'm in daydreaming. I'm at a fancy party with rich people. And I've got a suit jacket on. And all of a sudden, my mom appears and she's telling me to go back to bed, and instantly I'm in my pajamas walking back to bed while the adults party, you know.
It's very
entertaining. A really sweet video, and he may even do another one. We're doing like four videos, I think. So.
Well, definitely share it on our socials, of course. Thanks. But check it out, Cigarette and Cocktail, animated Ron Sexsmith. So you got the Flintstones, now you got Ron Sexsmith in Cigarette and Cocktail. There you go.
No, I always wanted to be a cartoon character in a way. So yeah, it's awesome. I think he does great work. Yeah.
And can we shout out some of the band members, some of the folks you've been working with recently and on this album?
Well, the band that I play with live are not really on this record, although my drummer, Don, actually and bass player, came. They were in England because we're doing shows, so they came in and sang on a few songs. But I worked with a fellow named Martin Treffy, a Swedish producer who's based in London, but he did three of my previous records, and there's some of my favorite ones. So it was kind of a reunion because he brought back this great keyboardist, a Swedish guy named Claes Björklund, who's kind of a genius, and also Ed Harcourt, who's an English songwriter and amazing piano player. And a lot of the other players I didn't really know, although one of them was Robbie McIntosh, who was in The Pretenders and also played with McCartney in that, and he's fantastic. So it was just surrounded by really great musicians. And, you know, it was just amazing to be recording in London again and have some quality time there, because it's a really cool place if you've never been.
So. Yeah, and the record just has that vibe to it. It's just got a great sound.
It's definitely the poppiest album I've done in quite a while, like maybe since Long Player, Late Bloomer, which is, you know, what I did with Bob Rock, and that's probably the slickest album. But this album is closer. My personal favorite was always this one called Retriever, and actually had two top 20 hits in Canada on that album. And this, for me, is the closest thing I've done to that one. And it's the same producer and some of the same musicians, you know.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So the new album, Hangover Terrace, comes out August 29th. You're busy on tour. You've got more shows, like, right through the summertime, right into the fall as well.
Actually, into the spring, we are Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Europe. So I'll be touring this album probably right up until the summer of next year. And, so I'm tired. Just think about how tired I'm going to be when it's all over, you know. And the main thing with me is it's all hinges on my vocal cords, so I got to get through all these shows and all that stuff. You know?
But you are just an international success. And Ron, you know, we're so glad that you now have called Stratford your home. We're so happy to have you here in our city.
Well, no one's happier than we are, because we, you know, Toronto was becoming a little bit unlivable in some ways, and we found the perfect little place. We have a whole new bunch of friends. It's really wonderful here. We love it.
So. And the connections you've made, and my gosh, we can't wrap up this conversation, Ron, without talking about As You Like It with the Stratford Festival Theatre that you have composed the music for, this outstanding show. What was this all like, putting this together?
I was just, at first I didn't think I could do it. It seemed a bit out of my comfort zone or wheelhouse. But they, you know, the guy, the director, Chris Abrams, was familiar with my music, and he felt I was the guy for the job, and they needed a bunch of songs. I wrote about 8 songs, but they whittled it down to 4, so there's 2 in the first act, 2 in the second act. And it was so exciting to go there on opening night and see it all come together. And the music, it seemed to go over quite well. Because I didn't have anything to base on. I didn't know, is this song a ballad? Or who's going to sing it? You know,
and what kind of a production maybe it
was
going to be?
Yeah, I didn't really have a lot to go on. And so they had a musical sound designer who took the songs and arranged them for the play. And I just found out the other day that I have a show called Sexsmith Sings Lightfoot that I did in Toronto, and I'll be bringing that to the Forum next August which is a very personal show and with a lot of anecdotes and that. But anyway, yeah, it's great to dip, you know, my toe into the Stratford Festival waters, and I'd love to do more sort of theater work.
You know? Wonderful. And I was there for opening night too, As You Like It. Your music, your songs, it just fits so nicely into that production.
Thank you. Yeah, and I thought, they did a beautiful job. It's really inspiring to see all the actors come together. Yeah. There's so much trust. They have to trust that they're going to be there for them, and they're going to remember their lines, and everyone's working so hard.
You know? And you are working so hard, Rod. My gosh, you got show dates, so you got a new album coming out, and then the new single is A Cigarette and Cocktail. We'll share it on our socials at mystratfordnow.com.
Thank you.
Stratford's own Ron Sexsmith. Ron, as we say, great success with the tour, and great success with the new album coming out, too.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for having me on.